Well, sometimes they did for many years, people did. When they cut hay today, they'd rack it. Make racks and hang it on, let it dry, and then haul it into the crib, like we said, into the barn.
Uh-huh.
Or you could bale it right there.
Is that good to bale it when it's still wet?
Well, you cut it like today, mm-hmm. and bale it and rack it tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the day after tomorrow, and then let it stay out there maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks and dry out, and then bale it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It doesn't matter many times.
What do you call those little things out in the field, like when you're raking it up, when you cut the hay? Do you have a little name for those little piles?
Oh, no. Windrows.
Windrows?
We'll rake it up in what's called a windrow, go along there, and pick it up real fast.
Uh-huh.
And rack it.
And rack
it. Yeah, rack it in the field. I racked a mania bale of hay made out of peas,
mm-hmm.
sow peas.
What?
Oh, it make hay. Yeah, peas make pea vine, pea hay.
Never heard of that. No.
Oh yeah, sold a maniac of peas and make hay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, get up that way. It depends on whether the state or all go. Then have a draft and cut it off. And like it didn't know when you're cultivating, it'll have come a dry draft.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the bad time when there's needed, it'll parch it and dry it like wood in the yard. I hear when you come up in the yard, or edge of the yard, burn up to like a well, tasty.
Rough.
Yeah, rough.
What the? Did you ever have anything out in the fields where the cattle would go? I mean, it's not a barn, but something smaller than a barn?
I had a shed, what we call a shed.
Yeah.
Just a shed.
Just a shed?
Yeah.
Did you have, like, some place for the cows to drink or something?
Well, they went to the ranch.
Uh-huh.
I just had a shed, you know, kind of walk up in the bad weather, you know, and get out of the weather, you see.
Yeah.
Drop shed.
Drop shed.
Huh. Like this.
Oh, kind of slanted?
Yeah.
Slanted roof?
Mm-hmm.
You said a branch. What is a branch?
A branch that's running water down through a farm from a spring above, like right out there, the spring right down on my property.
Mm-hmm.
It never goes dry. I've been here since, well, I lived before when we were G built in 32.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a boy, I made syrup. It was syrup, ground sugar cane. You heard of sugar cane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stalk about that big joint, you know. Right down in that bottom, I cut sugar cane, strip it, pull the leaves off out of it, bring it up, and run through that big mill. You ever see a mill?
Yeah.
Two big rollers, about that big around, about that long, and you had a, like, that thing right there, it's got a, go up a valve, you might call it, go up and then put a leaf on that and put a mule to it.
Oh, really?
And go round and round, and them rollers will roll together like that. You stick it in, that stuff will go through there and mash that juice out of it and cook that and make syrup. Right out there, I've done it when I was a boy. Come down here and make him time and get him by daylight. Come for breakfast and grind up 4 or 5 big 55-gallon drums. And they'd come on down and they'd get breakfast and bring another mule, and I'd take that mule out and take it home and feed him, eat breakfast, and then come back and cook syrup, and one was grind all the time.
Wow.
Two or three cooking, and one or two of catching it over in a pot and putting it in jars and buckets.
Did you have any stuff like, it was like syrup, but it was thicker, kind of dark color?
Well, we had what's called the sugar cane, just said, and we had what's called the sorghum.
Sorghum?
Yeah.
Is that made the same way?
Yeah, made the same way.
Yeah. Did you have anything like sorghum? Or is that the same thing?